Hello. This story is the only remaining record of our existence, and the events which led us into obscurity. Everything else has been scrubbed from time.
Makeshift Stories 121, Series, Chapter 6, Escape at Last.
Using one alien's technology to build another alien's device, which relied on principles akin to magic, made Amos feel that things were out of control. And control was the foundation of everything Amos did. The situation was further complicated by finding a point in the third planet's past where a small intervention would have the greatest effect. And before that could happen, we needed to monitor thousands of hours of broadcasts, sorting fact from fiction to piece together reliable history. Given the vast number of divergent cultures, prodigious volumes of fictional entertainment, and fictional news, the task took considerably longer than anyone thought. Almost a full orbit of the star, the locals called Sol, passed before a time and target could be selected. Janva did not help the Triffle choose the intervention point. It made no difference to her any target would work for her needs. The transdimensional path, which the device would briefly open, would allow her to escape Galen. What she had not let him know is that it was highly unlikely an untrained mind could get through. After living with Galen's thoughts for months, she found him, and assumed all Triffle, too distracted and clouded by the mechanics of running their little empire to be able to let go of the physical. Unless one could do that, the mind could not transition into the sub either. So, she had gladly helped repurpose the components found in the probe to build the device. After all, they were unwittingly helping her escape. The greatest challenge had been subtly influencing Galen to convince Amos to go along with a two-person configuration. One for the Traveler, and one ostensibly for the Controller, who would be Galen, using her knowledge as a guide, which she had been giving to him freely, lulling him into believing she could not hide anything from him. Up to now, Janva had played her cards well.
"We need a decisive moment, one which will create the perfect conditions for our eventual takeover,"
Galen insisted, looking at the complex web of interconnected events the listening team had captured through the radio telescope.
"I keep telling you, people make events. We need to find a critical person," Amos countered. "Not a famous leader. That would be too obvious. But someone less known. Someone with the potential to change their world. A scientist, inventor, or entrepreneur. I'd prefer the latter," Amos mused, scratching the fur on his chest. "Yes, a business leader, that's it. Someone who can get things done. I don't know why I'm even arguing this. It's my call. I'm the CEO. We narrow our search to business leaders. Three immediately come to mind. Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin, Thomas Edison, or Howard Hughes. Someone like that. Tell the researchers to get going on assembling a list."
He glared at Galen, and for a second looked at the lights on his lie detector, then turned and left, flicking his tail in disrespect. Janva stayed in the background as Galen and Amos argued over the target. She had limited the design to 100 years, and now, given how long they were taking to agree, wished she had only given them a range of a few months. The DIY dimensional generator had initially been a backup plan, but now it looked as if it would be her only opportunity to escape. No one from the council had shown up to help her, and she had long since tired of the situation. She had learned everything she could, and without full control over Galen, wasn't in a position to effect any change. So, from her perspective, her mission, whatever it had been, was a bust. In her darkest moments, she thought she might just be the sacrificial bait for some other council plan. But now she was going to do something, and take the situation into her own hands. It had its risks. There was a small chance that she might somehow assist the Triffle and make the situation worse. However, the time had come. She had been given an opportunity, and she would take it. For security reasons, Amos hadn't included Galen in the final target decision, despite Galen's insistence that he needed to know in advance in order to help. Galen had assured Amos that the Illusion was entirely under his control, but for Amos, the Illusion was an unknown, so he had to limit that risk as much as possible. Telling Galen the target at the last possible minute would, he hoped, reduce the possibility of the scheming implant doing something unexpected. Amos and Galen lay on low couches in the technology reclamation lab. Both Triffles wore a jerry-rigged headset wired into a patchwork of tiny electronic components, most of which only the Illusion understood. The plans for the device had been drawn up by Galen's imprisoned alien. If anything went wrong, she, Janva, Galen had finally learned her name, was the only being that could do anything about it. This was not the kind of situation Amos would normally put himself in, but the stakes were huge. Great leaders didn't shy away from risks. They confidently took them to achieve their vision. He pushed all doubt out of his mind, then relaxed.
"Okay, turn it on,"
he commanded confidently. The director of technology reclamation nodded to one of the technicians, who threw a large toggle switch. The hum of large amounts of electrical power surging through the equipment and the smell of heat-stressed insulation filled the room. Janva concentrated on the insubstantial, nursing the minute instability the equipment was creating, beginning to tease it open. Just like she had anticipated, Galen didn't sense it. Amos, as agreed, had shared the target once the power had been turned on. She could feel the Triffle leader's thoughts through the device. Having successfully let the outside world drop away to concentrate, he was more focused than she would have thought possible for a Triffle. It was surprising, but she doubted he would be able to follow her. Yet there was something she couldn't quite put her finger on. She didn't have time to ponder it. She had to initiate the transition before the alien electronics burnt out under the strain. Janva used her mind to open a connection with a random target. It was a reasonable selection. She could work with it. As soon as she touched the other mind's quantum roots, she leapt, leaving Galen behind. But as she transitioned, she was horrified to find another pattern. Another host. One that the Triffle leader had somehow managed to connect with. She suddenly sensed another presence in the pathway helping Amos. But before she could do anything to block it, the electronics gave out in a firework of burning components and smoke. The pathway instantly collapsed. The effect was extremely subtle, so small it was like a mosquito landing on the back of an elephant. But its sting was precise and immediately recognizable. Serene felt it as the beginnings of a headache and knew all was not right in the universe.
You have been listening to Ceres, a Makeshift Stories production. Ceres is released once a month between the 1st and the 7th. The story is written by Alan V. Hare and read by Mitchell Tu. Opening and closing music by David H. If you'd like to connect with us, please send an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. You can help us out by writing a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or any of your favorite podcast services. Ceres and Makeshift Stories are released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means that you are free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us, and don't alter anything.
Thanks for listening, and remember to come back between the 15th and the 20th for another story in our series, Somewhere, Sometime.